back on Robert's Moondog Show. The blueberry chicks, the blueberry buzz by the blueberry store. No Tree Hartman.
No.
This morning.
No.
I do have a Shelly Hartman and a Hillary Fisher. Good morning to you, ladies.
Good morning.
Yeah, this will be the first morning in a long time where we haven't had some a wonderful treat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No cooking for
no
us.
No snacks.
It's probably good for our weight.
It's good for, I mean, that's a lot of food we usually eat on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, that is a lot.
So without any treats, we have other things to talk about.
We do have a lot to talk about.
Before the show started, well, you said we had a lot to talk about, but you said you didn't have anything to talk about.
Well, so. I got a lot to talk about, but like, you know how I like to wander.
Right.
Yeah, so we got a lot of options.
Well, let me ask this first thing. I know that I will ask a blueberry question to start the whole deal. Then we can talk about whatever we want to talk about. But I wanted to ask about the rain. I mean, obviously, you guys irrigate, but there are a lot of little farms that aren't able to, right?
Yes.
Are they having some issues now?
They will.
Been very rainless.
Yeah, so the drought and the heat, you know, it's not just drought. It's drought and heat.
Right.
And then you put those two things together, and what happens is it just really sucks all the life, all the energy right out of that blueberry bush because the roots of a blueberry plant are very shallow and they're very fibrous, right, but they're not deep. And so therefore it causes distress on the bush. And right now the bush is making the berries, so it needs all the energy that it can to produce the blueberry. And if it doesn't have the right ingredients with not just nutrients, but water and sunshine, right, then it will have an effect on the crop.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like every year there's something like this, whether that's it's a drought or whether you get 3-4 days of frost in the morning once you think you're already past it. It just seems like in the world of farming, there's always different challenges every year, and some of them can be quite devastating.
Yes. You know, and that is the life of the farmer. That's why we've been working really hard through the Michigan Blueberry Advisory Commission and the Michigan Blueberry Commission is trying to establish programs to mitigate the risk that growers are facing growing specialty crops. And it's been a very interesting journey. I think that we have the attention now of the USDA and the programs that help with the insurance programs, but it is a rough job and there's a lot of risk with it.
Yeah.
It's sad. Yeah. It's sad, you know. You know, these blueberries are like the grower's children. They just do everything that they can to produce a crop and a nice crop, a big, plump, juicy blueberry. And, you know, we do, you know, everything that we can. And then, you know, there's the 10% that we have to leave up to God and Mother Nature.
And of course, I mean, there is crop insurance, but you don't ever want to have to use
that.
But when you do, I mean, does it cover everything or does it really just cover just a piece?
It just depends on what people want to, you know, what economically they can afford to not have or how much they can afford to buy to have. And it's quite a process. And, you know, like you said, we hate to use that as a part of, you know, the strategic plan.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it is a necessity. It is a tool that we need to have available to us and growers so that we can help mitigate some of those losses.
Yeah. Now, when let's say someone buys a farm and they get financing through a bank, are they required to have crop insurance like that? Just like if you buy a house, you have to have house insurance while you own a new car?
In most cases, yes, definitely. And also, you're in order to do any participation with grants or the USDA or FSA, you have to have crop insurance.
Okay. All right. So that's the fields. And blueberries are, when are we thinking our first crops are going to be coming around this year?
Oh, it'll definitely be before the 4th of July. You know, we like to have things ready to roll and ship out so that we can supply local retailers, the U-Pick, which we could talk about that,
right,
ready for business before the 4th of July, so everybody can celebrate red, white, and blueberries.
Okay. So speaking of the U-Pick, there's a facelift going over there too, right? You guys
yes,
doing
there
some,
is.
Some work at the U-Pick. And
we're hoping to wrap that up on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, so exciting.
But big changes, a lot of good changes.
Little touches. I mean, it had been, what, since we had opened it?
My gosh.
I mean, little things here and there, but it'd been over 10
years,
I would say, that we hadn't really given any TLC.
Is the UPIC part of the Blueberry Store, or is it part of True Blue Farms?
Both.
Mm-hmm. And do you handle both of those, Hillary? Yes. Are you kind of in charge of that too? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. I get to do the downtown store, the UPIC, and what we call the warehouse.
And the warehouse. Okay. Yep. So mm-hmm. yeah, you guys all have your hands quite full.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we do work with a really good team of people. I mean, they care about what we're doing as much as we do, and I think that's kind of the secret to the success of being a good leader and having a great product and a good work environment, that you have to have all those things, especially today.
Right.
You know, because that's what we're looking for right now is the workforce.
Yeah. And the Blueberry Store also had a facelift.
It did, yes.
A lot of work done. You've got some new product and all that.
And it's exciting to see the new product selling.
Have you seen that in response from customers that they're saying, I can't believe you got this?
Yes, it's been awesome. We're actually on our third order.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's going great. Yeah, it's been busy downtown.
Yep.
It's been busy at the Blueberry Store. Of course, you can get anything and everything there. From your frozen blueberries off season and pies and sausage. Yeah. And I mean,
I'm still waiting on the new one, the one that we all got to try here a few months ago.
Oh, I know.
That's the best product ever. We have to, when that finally comes out, you have to have taste tests from a blueberry store, having people try those, because they're better. They're better than blueberries.
Yeah, it's like popcorn.
Yeah,
it's so good. Yeah, no, that'll be a fun, exciting product to kick out. And you know, one thing also I'd like to talk to a little bit later in the show is the fact of working locally with local restaurants and you know breweries and just the different things that we have going on locally and how we should encourage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those type of relationships, and especially South Haven.
Yeah, in a little town like this, the more that people can work together and accomplish different needs, because everybody, they have all the different ingredients coming. Why not get fresh blueberries from True Blue?
That's right.
Why not get fresh strawberries from the area, apples, and everything else, and be working together that way?
Yeah, and the value-added products and helping, you know, working behind the scenes to help the chefs to develop really easy, carefree blueberry items for their menu that don't have to just be on there during Blueberry Festival. Let's like incorporate some, you know, all year round blueberry dishes.
Some treats.
Yeah, some treats.
That's right.
Well, we're not eating treats, but we're at least able to still speak. So we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more blueberry talk, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the first annual Ram Salute.
Oh, heck yeah.
Which is big changes coming, or a lot of stuff coming your way. I'm Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Hillary Fisher, treat. Not treat, excuse me. No treat.
No treat.
I'm so, I mean, it just rolls off the tongue.
I know.
Treating Shelley Hartman, and it's almost like, what do you do when it's just Shelley Hartman?
Well, no.
I know you have plenty to
and
say.
Yeah,
oh, exactly. And, like, I was just thinking the listeners are probably thinking, wow, they're talkative this morning.
What's wrong with
they're
this
really
show?
Talking a lot. Yeah,
no
because
food.
We're not eating, right?
All right. Well, I guess let's talk a little bit about the Ram Salute.
Yeah, great
idea. And I'll say why we do this. We kind of have a little fun with it because we're going to be looking at our website as we talk about it.
Yeah, so great. Perfect.
As you look at the website, which anybody wants to get there, if you're at home, go to ramsalute.com. At the very top, obviously, there's our logo and where it's going to be and all that good stuff. And as you see, just below that, there's buttons
yes.
to buy tickets.
Look
nice.
At that.
Yes, and it says tickets are available now. There's a button right there on the top just above that. Kind of nice little ticket. If
I
you
think
were
you did
a
great job on that,
yeah,
Rob.
Nice.
That's the same background for our Facebook cover.
Oh, yeah, kinda, it's perfect.
Yeah.
And
now when I get more of the bands, we can put them all the way across
yeah,
the top.
No,
and get
that'd
all
be
the,
great.
The big guys like Troy Stansberry in there possibly. So, yeah, general admission. And that's one thing that we were kind of figuring out, that you can get your tickets online for $25 now, and you'll be able to get them up to the day of the event online. But we are going to offer that you can buy them with cash or Square or Venmo. We're going to try to get that figured out. We don't know exactly how. We'll get that on the website when we can. But if you're going to come to the door and you're not going to buy them and give us a heads up that you're coming, it's going to cost you $10 more to get in the door.
But free parking.
Free parking.
At the Flywheelers.
At the Flywheelers. Which
that's
is,
where people will enter in is through the Flywheelers.
Yep. And I'm working with Brian DeBest at the moment for him to get some stuff to me, site maps where it'll show the entrance in and how the whole flow of where you'll park and the trolleys and how they'll bring you into the island.
Yes.
So, yeah. And, of course, our host is like our Vesta.
Yes. Nice. Perfect.
It couldn't. I don't think there could be a better place.
No, it's absolutely gorgeous.
It's so nice out there. You never know that's in your area. I really
right
wish people
South
would
Haven.
Go there. Yeah.
Well, I would say the same thing too. I really wish they would for Brian's sake, but at the same time, it would be nice if it stayed kind of a local place for a little while.
And now with the restaurant, my gosh.
And that restaurant.
I've been out there a couple times, and everything I've had has been fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And it's almost been like a little mini reunion.
It was that
all
Saturday
local,
night, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Everybody we knew just kept coming and coming.
Except
and
for Hillary Fisher. She didn't make it that night.
No, she was out probably riding her horse or something. But
it was an interesting night. There were faces of people that I found out about, didn't know who they were. And then once I knew who they were, I kind of find out some backstories.
Little town.
Juicy ones.
Wow. That's going to happen here too at our reunion.
That's right.
That's how reunions work.
That's right. So camping is also available right next door.
At the Flywheelers.
So exciting.
And if you call Margo Hazard at 269-910-5172, you can reserve that space and ask any other questions, I'm sure. I don't know if anybody has done that yet, but I know I've heard a few people that had said they're planning on being out there all weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, from what I know, those folks might whoop it up. So if you do call and you're not the whoop it up kind, you might ask to say, can you put me over in the
quiet area,
corner away from the whoop it up people? So. volunteers.
Oh, this is a great, great topic here. I love it.
Yes. Right now we're looking at, we're doing a 4-hour shift for volunteering. And if you do come and do a 4-hour shift, we're going to give you a t-shirt, a general admission ticket, and a meal ticket. There's a big fight over it. Shelley thinks it's way too much. You're almost, when it comes down to it, the value of that is you're working for about $25
an hour.
Yeah, which is pretty darn nice. So
it's really, and it's a great event. We have a great a purpose. You know, this isn't just an event for an event. We have a purpose.
This is an
event with a purpose.
And what is our purpose, by the way, which is at the end of the bottom of the website?
Yeah,
we'll talk
get
about
into
that. Right? We'll get that in a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Activities we talked about. It's not just going to be a music festival. Obviously, that's kind of a music festival more than anything. But there's also going to be activities, dragon boat races, swimming, tubing, disc golf, karaoke, cornhole tournament, tug of war, volleyball. I do have on there a button a little further down the page for karaoke if you get it signed up, which comes straight to me. I will also be working with people that I know who are good and like to do it around here to make sure I get them on the list. But those that are hearing it from the outside and don't know me, you hit that button a little bit further down the page. Yeah.
Now, all the activity free with the general admission?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like the dragon boat races. Yep. I mean,
cornhole tournament.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, Caleb's gonna do that. So
I'll get buttons as soon as I'm getting some of these contacts about Caleb, who's gonna be running that. I'll get that on there so you guys can hit the button and contact him to say that you want to do it, because I think it'd be wise for a lot of people to get some of that set up before that day.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there will be merch and souvenirs available, t-shirts, and we're trying to narrow down on what that may be. But I know there'll be shirts, there'll be canned koozies, batted around an idea of maybe a poster. I don't know just yet. I've got to make all that happen. But you know, there'll be certainly some merch and some things that you will be able to souvenirs of the day that you can have for a while.
Yeah.
So. And then, of course, the real big deal is our music lineup.
Ooh.
And right at the top of this, as you're looking on the website on Ram Salute, you can see Mr. Nate Barnes.
Oh, my gosh.
2007 graduate who's going to be headlining. And
so excited.
Yeah, he's.
We had him on last week.
We had him on, was it last week?
Or the
couple
week
weeks
before,
ago. But
sorry,
Go back to the podcast and you can check it out. The name of that show is You Ain't Pretty.
Yes.
So,
oh my gosh, how funny.
Or no, it's not. He says You Ain't Pretty, and I put the title as You Is Pretty.
That's what you did.
So you can go ahead and check that out, and that's got a little few more details on that. And of course, the Power Players Show Band.
Yes.
Mike Andrews, a 1990 graduate. It's his band. He's going to be coming up from Chattanooga,
Tennessee.
And I guarantee they're going to play a pretty cool mix of music. Then, of course, the other bands, the Basement Superheroes, which is Troy Stansberry, who's a 1987 grad.
Wow.
Now, the South Haven All-Star Band is going to be a whole lot of different people. Laura Russell's organizing that. Yours truly will probably sing a couple songs. I do believe Shelly Hartman may sing a song.
He knows Shelly's on it.
You know I'm on it.
We better call Nick.
Hillary Fisher, are you gonna sing a song in there?
Nick will be your stand-in.
Nick will stand in for me.
Well, we certainly want to get him on the karaoke stage.
Oh, my God.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. So we need to take a break, and we're about halfway through or so of what's going on that website. But we need to take a break, and we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the first annual Ram Salute on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Rob
Bird's Moondog Show. Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year, and our store has been restocked, and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by at Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Shelly Hartman, Hillary Fisher here in the studio, and we're going down the Ram Salute website. But first, because we haven't done it in any of the other segments,
yes,
is we need to get out that toll-free number where you can get a hold of the Blueberry Store or True Blue Farms.
Yeah.
If you have blueberry questions,
yes.
If you really want to talk to the talkative Hillary Fisher,
yes,
you can probably find her that way. If not, then I'm sure she'll turn it over to Courtney. But, do I just spit out the number,
just
Hillary?
Spit it out.
Or,
just okay, spit it out,
1-877-654-2400, or you can go to theblueberrystore.com for your internet if you want
to
find
right.
your
information. And, you know, to that point, the one thing I did want to mention is that we do have an opening date for the U-Pick.
July 1st.
Which is July 1st. So
8 a.m.
The U-Pick will not have berries available to pick, but we will have already
fresh
picked
available
from our one of our farms.
You just put a
farms.
Bunch on the ground and see people like an Easter egg hunt.
They would come.
No, so everybody mark your calendar for that one.
Yep.
All right. So, okay. So the bands in the first hour, Paul Valentine of the Black River
yes.
Band is going to be there. And it's not necessarily, I don't think they're graduates, but they've been around town for so long.
Local.
And they're kind of the warm up band. Yeah. People are coming in at the gates open.
And
at
they're
noon.
Great. They're really,
right.
they're pretty well
yeah.
known locally.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be really fun.
And at the end of their hour to kick the whole thing off, then Coach Jim McLuhan is going to be singing. We're going to have to sing God Bless the USA.
Yep,
nice.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great kickoff and a great salute to South Haven High School, the Rams, and all the military folks. I mean, that's really good. I'm so glad he could do that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, did I miss on the website, is there a section if they wanted to donate or be a sponsor? Or
We're getting there.
Oh, okay.
We're getting there. Hold your horses, young lady.
Hey, you know me.
I know.
Where's the money?
Get that money.
We're getting there. I try not to put that right at the first thing. You want to see, look at all these great things.
Right?
They say, here's what they really need. All right, so you can go to the website, ramsalute.com, and you can see the main and side stage schedule. I don't need to read that off. Right below it, there's a second stage karaoke sign-up. You hit the button if you want to be a part of that. Just in the email, give us your name, a song title, artist, and your year of graduation so we can let everybody know
who Fisher,
you are.
Come on, Nick Fisher,
right? Yeah, and I know that I probably got a list of, 8 or 9 good singers that I'm going to put on there, make sure they come along. And then if it rotates with just them, so be
cool.
it.
Right.
But we would really like other people to sign up and be a part. Because
this is an activity, you're not going to get to do it when you get
that's
there.
That's right.
You need to sign up for it now.
Yeah, and so
maybe I should practice a song so I can actually sing with someone.
Oh,
I was almost thinking about putting that you need to send in a demo reel before we sign you up. We don't want people leaving the reunion because of the karaoke.
Oh,
so.
Gosh.
All right. And then, you can sign up right there. And, we'd love to hear from you. VIP package will be available, not just yet. Mm-hmm. We know exactly what's on it, but we're keeping it a secret.
Yep. It's really going to be
for a little
good.
While. Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, food and beverages will be by Firewater Grill, which is Brian's new restaurant out there, which we talked about a little bit earlier. And
so good.
Yeah. And they'll be serving
really
the drinks
good.
Also. If you look at then there's media sponsors, which are people like Moondog.
Now, question.
What? Question.
Okay, so no outside drinks, correct?
Correct.
Yeah,
okay, so people should be aware of that.
There'll be no coolers.
Yeah. No, nothing. Everything's supplied inside for a fee.
Yes. And we know that there will probably be an occasional person or two that want to go out to the parking lot and eat a sandwich out there just because, and we're okay with that. We're okay with that. And,
so if they're camping, they can leave, go to the camper, come back.
Sure, okay. They can even go to their car.
We want to support and encourage people to eat and, have adult beverages. Remember, this is a 21 and older
21 over, yes.
event. And Rob, I want to jump back to the VIP pass real quick because we just want to remind the listeners that if you buy a ticket and then you're interested in the VIP, you can apply the cost of the ticket to the VIP package.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So
okay.
You won't miss out on that.
Yeah. Or you can just buy a VIP ticket and give your other ticket to somebody else.
Oh, so thoughtful.
Sure. No, it'd be very nice if they just did that. So don't make it harder on us.
Yeah.
And then, of course, available sponsorships. Here they are, Hillary.
Here we go. Okay.
There's a lot of them. There's quite a few. Those are the big ones.
Yes.
And what I would say to anybody that would look at these and say, wow, that's just out of my price range.
Yeah, don't stop the thought process
Don't stop the process. We are going to have some smaller ones, but yes, we want to work on these big ones to make sure we get all our bills paid.
Yeah.
You know, as we move on, because this is not cheap to put on.
No, it's right. not. And not only about paying our bills paid, we want to give back. You know, that's part of the whole, that's the reason that we're trying to put all this together, right, so that we can do a give back.
Yes.
To the high school programs, yeah, the youth. We have, I guess that's, we're going to be talking next week.
Next week with Kevin Schooley.
Yep.
The superintendent of South Haven, yes.
The profit, the percentage of the profit's going to be able, yeah, to go to. So don't just think this is something that we're putting together just so it is about a fun time and a celebration, but mm-hmm, we also want to make sure we're giving back.
We're giving back. And we're hoping that we can put a little money in the coffers to put next towards year. Next year.
Nice.
Which, yeah, we're already talking
Which
about.
Which we're already talking, yes, about, yeah. So, yeah, this isn't a one-off, I, yes, don't believe.
No.
Our plan is that we're going to be doing this forever. This year is the graduate reunion. Next year will probably be more, still always honoring South Haven, yeah, graduates, but more, yeah, an open to the public type,
yeah,
of deal.
And to maybe more of than just one day.
Yes, maybe a whole weekend.
Oh, and, wow.
Because we thought about it this year and talked about it, but we this is a pretty big a job to choose.
You know, like some family events, like, oh, you know, like going over to the water park or doing their new activities that they'll be opening up,
yeah,
up all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what we're kind of thinking about.
Yeah, that's okay. Great.
Yeah, so that's really the website. Well, we have more information. We'll go on there.
You didn't talk
much
about
more
the
on there
booth,
daily.
Didn't you?
Nicole Galata is going to be there, and she's going to have a booth where you can do commemorative photos.
Yeah. Oh, and, how fun is that?
Yes, yeah, you can bring your group or your friends over and, nice, do some photos, and she's also going to be running around doing some candids,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Yeah, I would. There's always more to talk about, but we've come to the end of our time.
Wow,
oh my gosh.
Geez. You know, talking about blueberries and the Ram Salute, what goes better together, huh?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Treats, and maybe you can,
and,
yeah,
band,
it
entertainment.
It would have been better with food.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right.
No,
well,
it was great.
We all got to talk, so.
Right on. All right, 1-877-654-2400 is the number to call for the Blueberry Store, and you can go to the blueberrystore.com for any information about blueberries and to get a hold of these ladies if you,
yes,
need to. Ladies, thank you. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Yes.
We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks and the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.